Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, now listen, this is going to be an amazing hour because a lot of you are going to need information and questions answered. So I'm just going to tell you right now to pick up the phone and get in early. Joe Randazzo, MediConnect Senior Zone, MediConnectInsurance.com is where you can find out more about what they do. But I wouldn't waste any time. The election period open enrollment has been underway since October the 15th. So they know exactly what you're thinking. And if you want to talk to them, please call them. There is no charge, and they can help you navigate sometimes very confusing Medicare waters. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Always good advice to call right now. We've got four available lines wide open until 10 o'clock. They're here every single Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Our number is 866-391-1020. So I guess it's fair to say, Joe, you've been a little busy.
That is an understatement, Rob. But hey, thank you for having us here again. I appreciate it. I wanted to talk a couple things. Rob, how long has it been since we've been doing this with you? It's been just over a year, right?
Over a year.
Okay. And then we're pretty much monthly. We do this all through the year, correct?
Right.
Yeah. So we recognize how important it is to get assistance to people all year because we know the questions come up, right? Just as I was here now, a couple people asked me questions just coming into the studio. So one of the things I wanted to bring up is on occasion, it seems like some people jump into this kind of only when it's advantageous to them. So I want to make sure that people understand we're on here all the time and we're here in the community all year long. We're happy to assist everybody. But we were talking about how busy it is. Rob, it's fabulous how things are going. What's happening is this past week, since Wednesday, we've had over 250 home visit appointments. We are also having our call center that handles a lot of the local plus other states. Now, one of the more amazing things that I've noticed is since we've been doing this with you guys and we're here every Saturday, what's happening is people are actually walking into our office. We're getting approximately 12 people a day just basically walking in saying, hey, I heard you guys on the radio. Can you help me with this? I seen your commercial on TV. Is there a chance you guys can answer a couple questions? Rob, it's got to the point where we actually have to put something in place so that we know we don't have people sitting around the office like it's a doctor's office waiting to be waited on for 40 minutes. So now we have a standard. People sign in. We have a standard that they look at it and they say, okay, they were here this time. They need to be seen within 10 to 15 minutes. So it's gotten to that point. And that's what we're really excited about. We get this opportunity and it's really taking a lot of traction. So we appreciate that for everybody.
All right, number here is 866-391-1020. We already have a phone call. We're going to get to that call in just a moment. But tell the folks what happens after they call you and why there's no charge.
Okay, so I'm actually going to get into that more in depth in a little bit. We're compensated by the carriers. And I know that some people bring up, well, what if we're biased to one carrier over another because we're paid more from that and more for this? That's not the case. And I'm going to get into that in a little bit, but that's not really, that's not something I want to start right now because I want to premises by all the other stuff that's going on. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on for us. Actually, Rob, this coming Wednesday, we're doing Ask the Expert. That means we have people, all the agents are standing by, literally standing by on the phones, ready to take calls. That would start at 7 in the morning, and that's going to run all the way through 6 p.m. So they'll be able to answer all those questions, those nagging questions that you have. Plus, they'll be able to set up that opportunity that you could sit there and get an answer to that question, as well as that annual Medicare review that we've been talking about for the longest time, because that is of paramount importance. That's critical to your next year's coverage. Well, that's why we're urging everybody to do that. Now, where are we in the community? I want to tell you a little bit about that. So everybody who does not know, We do what's called a weekly event, a weekly meeting for people that are turning 65 or people that are currently on Medicare and are turning 65 at that point or getting ready to retire. Those individuals, we're happy. They come to our meetings. We explain to them the nuances of how Medicare and the Advantage plans and supplement plans work, how to avoid different penalties that are going to occur. So then what we do is one of the things we see most often is that penalty about people curious about the starting their Medicare Part B if they're on a group plan. And why would they potentially have a penalty? So the difference, the nuance about that is, Rob, if they're not actively employed and they're on a group plan and they have not started their Medicare Part B, they are at risk to having a penalty attached to their Medicare. If they are actively employed, then it's not an issue. That's the caveat to that statement. But that's one of the key things that we see. And then the other question we get is, hey, I don't take any medications. And if they're not taking any medications, why do I have to have a Part D plan? My father was one of those people years ago. He's passed away since, but he never took medicines till he was 80. And which kind of I told him, Dad, you're not the typical person. However, if you don't take medications, you need to start a Medicare Part D plan of some sort, whether it's a Medicare Advantage or a standalone plan, or you will start incurring a penalty in most cases. And those penalties don't typically go away. Want to make sure people understand that. So, where are we? This coming week, we are going to be on October 23rd. We are going to be in Butler at the Fairfield Inn and Suites. And then on October 30th, the following week, we'll be in Glenshaw at the Shaler North Hills Library. Both of these events start at 6 p.m. You can reserve your spot by calling 888-818-6334, or that's 888-818-MEDI, M-E-D-I. Or most people, we've been noticing, been going to the website. The website is MediConnectInsurance.com. Click the seminar tab and then select the appropriate event. It will work best for you.
All right, here is our number, 866-391-1020. We have Margie North Hills. We'll talk to her right after the break. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Randazzo is here. We're going right to the phones in a couple of moments. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. But we want to hear from you here. So call us, 866-391-1020. Here's Margie in the North Hills. Hey, Margie, good morning.
Good morning. I was looking for something. I have a CLL, and I have Health America, but it's Medicare Complete. Medicare, I need Medicare alone with some other type, but I don't know what do I get it with as a supplement or what, because Medicare covers infusions, which I need. I'm over 80 for my immune system. But what type of program, because the Medicare Complete will not cover, Medicare will not cover if I have Medicare Complete. So what am I looking for, a supplement? I don't know.
Well, thank you for calling, Margie. I appreciate it. So when you're looking at these things, you have to also take into account costs and how things are going to be affected. So and I believe you said you were in the around 80. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, yeah. I'm over 80.
Okay. So supplement plans, typically, you need to be underwritten, and they may not be an option for you depending on your medical history. That would be one thing. So you're only opportunity would probably be Medicare Advantage type plans. And by looking at those, you have the difference between the HMO and the PPOs, different ways to go about looking at that. But I would urge you to call the office and they'll be able to walk you through a little bit more in depth than I could really on the air right now.
Well, Medicare, I called Medicare and they said as long as I have anything with Medicare Complete, I cannot get the infusions. Because it has to be, it's covered by Medicare only.
Okay.
So would I have to drop my insurance?
Well, if that's what they're telling you, I had never heard that as being a, as as a stipulation to get a certain injection, because typically there's ways to check with other carriers and other opportunities to find out. But for yourself, if that's what they're telling you, I would still vet it out. So just to make sure that's your only option, because that's going to leave you exposed at a 20% for different things that are going to occur to you, which there's no ceiling to that. That's the problem with that, just using Medicare.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
But I would have to go with a Medicare Complete.
Well, there are Medicare Completes. There are plans out there that are called that. There are different options out there as well. That's why I'm saying you might want, I would urge you to kind of vet it out a bit. Whether you call us or not, the agents can walk you through that. But I would urge you to kind of look more in depth into that, because I hadn't heard of moving away from an insurance or a Medicare Advantage plan to get coverage. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does. Thank
okay.
you very
Thank
much.
You very much for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Typical call.
Oh, yeah. We get these kind of calls all the time. And the problem is, when people are calling these numbers and are asking questions, what happens is the answers that they're getting aren't always complete answers. And that's why I urge people to vet things out. But Rob, one of the things I wanted to bring up that I didn't get to in the first segment was, we're actually going to be in Canonsburg today. We have people that are going to be at the Hilton Garden for an event called the Pittsburgh Medicare Shop and Compare. So actually, Steve's going to be there along with Lance and a few other of our representatives, and representing pretty much the carriers that we can help and we can go through with people. So they're expecting over 200 people at that event. Please, I urge people, it starts at 10 o'clock and it runs till 2. Stop by the table, say hello, tell them you heard me on the radio and how great I sounded, because they keep thinking that I'm struggling.
You're not struggling.
No, it's still fun.
All right, listen, talk to me a little bit about some of the other things you've been noticing as this first week is just about over.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, it's been going very good. It's been going great. And, Rob, you noticed that we have commercials running, yes? Okay, so we typically run commercials all through the year. But during the annual enrollment period, when it's the busiest time, we usually step up and run more commercials during those times. What we did is we wanted to kind of delve into our commercials a bit, and we wanted to make sure that we were effectively communicating with the consumers. So we had an opportunity presented to us, and we weren't sure if we were going to do it because of cost, but we felt, you know, we ought to go through with it. What we did is we had a focus group. We had an organization that basically put together a group of individuals, seniors, close to senior people, and basically had them view all our commercials. Because we wanted feedback. We wanted to know if what we were doing, the message we were getting across, was correct. Now, these are people that haven't heard us, Rob, before. They don't know us, and it's okay. Because we wanted to get some unbiased opinion. So what we did do is we got results. And we're so glad we did it. Now, we got positive things. We got things that they liked. And we got things that they felt that they had some constructive criticism, we'll say, which is fine, which is what we welcome, because we want to make things better all the time.
Well, because, you know, you realize people, they just want to get it right. And
yeah,
they get so bombarded with so much information.
Yes, they do.
They're looking for answers and they become frustrated.
Yep, they do. So a couple of some of the things that they really liked is they liked our logo. They liked our website, the MediConnectInsurance.com. They liked it. They felt it was easy to work with. They actually liked Brian as the spokesperson, which, yeah, he liked when he read that.
I tell you, he did a pretty good job on that TV commercial. I saw it this morning at a little after 5 a.m. It was pretty strong.
Nice. Yeah, he did a good job. But what I want to focus on is some of the questions that the people brought up that were some suggestions that they made. Now, I'm going to read it verbatim, what they said. It said, one person asked, if I don't have to pay for the consultation, who's paying for it? Another person asked, how does MediConnect pay their people? Lastly, well, two other ones. It said, who are the sponsors? And then it said, how can we be sure it's unbiased? I thought those were great questions. Because then it made me start thinking, okay, maybe we didn't get that point across. So I want to delve into that on the air. I want people to understand exactly how we are unbiased, how we're paid, and how things work. Okay.
You got a little time.
Yeah, thank you. That works. Okay, so Medicare is basically divided into two segments, right?
Right.
You got Medicare supplements and you got Medicare Advantage plans.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to talk a little bit about Medicare supplements first. Now, Medicare supplement plans are those plans that are identified by a letter. Plan F, Plan G, Plan N, Plan A, there's a bunch of them. They've actually retired some of those plans, right? Those are the plans that typically there's no network of doctors. You can use them anywhere you want as long as they accept Medicare. That works fine. And the prices for these plans vary based on a lot of different things. They vary on they're based on where you live. They're based on the carrier you selected. And they're also obviously based on the plan you selected, what letter plan you chose. Okay? Now, all the carriers we work with, so you understand, are A-rated or better. Because our concern is we don't want to put somebody on a plan that's not viable. So that's a major consideration for us.
Makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. Now, we're compensated for a Medicare supplement plan based on a percentage of the premium. What does it mean, Rob? That means that if you're on a plan with us that costs you $100 a month, we're going to get paid a percentage of that. And then if you're on a plan that's $150 a month, we're going to make a little bit more on that percentage, right? The problem is, Rob, what people don't understand is these plans are all the same. Medicare requires a Plan F, a Plan G, a Plan N to be identical in basis. The only thing that differs are the extra bells and whistles that are attached to them. Okay? Now, when you think about percentage points, everybody thinks about, well, this one maybe gives you a really big percentage. They vary by 1% or 2%. So they're almost all the same. So there isn't a reason besides the viability of the product and the money outlay that works for you once we come to that plan. Now, when we go over that with you, the process when people are enrolling is we figure out what makes sense for you. If a Plan F, a Plan G, a Plan N, whichever those plans that makes the most sense for your situation, then we find the lowest costing plan for that group that works for you. That is an A or A plus above company. And that's how we proceed. And then we start by reviewing all the options you have. Now, and if you think about it, it really does make sense to risk putting you on a plan that costs more money. Rob, have you ever heard of this thing called the internet?
Last time I checked, it's pretty popular.
It is. I've heard it's gaining popularity as we speak.
Right.
The key about it is every person has the ability to check the price. And if they find out that you put them on a plan that's not that great or price-wise it's outpriced, you know what? It doesn't make sense because then you're undermining everything.
All right, listen, we're going to come back. We've got a lot more with Joe. If you want to call us, call now. That number is 866-391-1020, and you can call them direct as well. It's very simple. It's a toll-free number, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. But Joe is taking calls here as well. You get that advice, just a phone call away. That number, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, MediConnectInsurance.com. This is MediConnect Senior Zone, KDKA Radio. We are back with Joe Randazzo. This is MediConnect Senior Zone. You can reach him at the office right now at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. And we have some folks want to talk to him right now. So let's go to Ross Township and say good morning to Tom. Hey, Tom, welcome to KDKA Radio.
Good morning.
What's your question?
The question I have is this. Yes, I'm 87 years old, retired, and what I have is this Aetna plan, Advantage plan, and what I know about it, just reading about it, it has $150 a day for the first 5 days if you're hospitalized, and then that's the maximum out of pocket for that year. And I was wondering, how does that compare with other plans that are out there?
Thanks for calling. I appreciate that. Thank you. Quick question, though. The plan that you have, that is the $150 a day you said for the first 5 days. That's not, yes. That is not for the whole year, sir. So you understand that's per occurrence is what they call those. So what that means is you go into the hospital.
I see.
And if that happens, and hopefully it doesn't, but if you go in and you're there for 5 days, it's going to cost you that amount. When you go home, there's going to be a certain amount of time that's going to pass, and then that clock will reset if you go back into the hospital again.
But typically
those plans have maximum out of pockets that's in there, and it varies depending on which of those plans you have. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But if you want to get more involved with it, you're welcome to call the office. But you could, on that, you're probably looking at your annual notice of change letter. On that would also explain what your maximum out of pocket. And so people understand, whenever we're talking about reviewing things with a licensed expert and things like that, that's not always, it doesn't have to always happen, because you're able to look at these things on your own, Tom, if you want. Mm-hmm. It's just another opinion from somebody that's been doing this for years would be the reason you would call.
I get you. The only thing I noticed in that notice of change that they send out was that the maximum out of pocket for the year was $6,700. Is that pretty standard with that?
Actually, it is pretty much the standard now for most of the plans. Now, depending on if you're on a plan that has a higher premium, you potentially could have a lower maximum out of pocket. But
this has a zero premium.
Yep. Yeah, I figured that was the plan that you were on. So yeah, that's standard. It's difficult to hit that $6,700 unless you have a really super bad year, right? So Medicare, those plans never used to have those, whatever, 10 years ago. But Medicare, CMS required them to all put some kind of cap, so that it means you can never spend more than that amount in your nightmare year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I just wanted to double check with you, see if I read that right, and I think I got it.
You seem like you got a pretty good handle on it, but you still might want to review a couple things as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your time.
You got it, sir. Thank you. You have a great day.
All right, good call. Now, you wanted to say something
before
we talked to Rose.
Yeah, I wanted to finish the other half of that. So we talked about the two types of plans, about how we are unbiased to how we're actually compensated. So I just wanted to finish that thought, and I apologize for keeping the caller waiting. So I want to talk a little bit about Medicare Advantage plans. Rob, that's actually easier right now to explain than the other one. So how we're compensated is actually public knowledge. Everybody has the ability to look at this on that new thing called the internet. So if somebody wants to know what an agent is compensated or how they're actually compensated based on the plans and the states they're even in, they would type in a search bar, 2020 agent broker compensation rates. Hit the enter button. There'll be a whole bunch of stuff that pops up. Scroll down till you see the CMS link. That's the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. When you see that link, click it. They are the governing body for all of us. That will show you all the prices that everybody's paid. Now, those of you that got that ANOC letter, the annual notice of change letter that Tom was just mentioning a moment ago, whether your plan went up in premium or went down in premium, or even if it stayed relatively the same, it's still important for you to review it. The reason that I suggest people to call us is because we do this all the time. It's easier sometimes. But for an individual, I urge you, even if you don't want to work with us or an agent, you need to sit down and review it. It's about 25 to 30 pages long. You need to read it from cover to cover. The reason behind it is if the plan goes down in price and premium, something had to have changed somewhere. If it goes up in premium, some benefit has changed. Or even if it stayed the same, because prices typically change each year, something has changed in your plan. You just need to be aware of it in case a catastrophic issue occurs.
So stuff can change in your plan without you knowing it?
Well, the Medicare Advantage plans every year around February, March, they're designing their plans for the following year. They have to get those approved through CMS, so they have to get these all turned in relatively before mid-year. CMS reviews them and then says they're good, says you're not good, and then they have to make just adjustments. But they are required to notify everybody that's on the plan around 90 days prior to it changing, which is why we're at October 1st to people start getting these notices. Now, most people that I've talked to, they don't even remember getting them. The problem with that is because they get so much mail, it just gets lost in the shuffle. And when we sit there and go over it with them, that's the idea behind it, is to make sure that things aren't missed.
How long does it typically take you in that first meeting with somebody, Joe?
So when we sit down with somebody, it's usually, it depends on the questions and how many questions they have, but typically no more than 40 minutes. After 40 minutes, we're able to get everything across to them, and they're able to get a lot of their questions answered.
And they don't have to keep coming back.
No. So, Rob, the key about this whole thing, so this is not, let's put them on a plan and just call it a day and we're done with them. That's not how it is. This is a partnership we look at, right? The idea behind it is all year people are going to have questions that come up. Things are going to happen. They're going to have nuances that occur. They want to have somebody they can call. Now, it's always great to call the carrier. The problem with the carrier is you're pressing one for this, five for that, six for this, one for that, and now you're waiting to be called back. A lot of times we can help answer those questions in a more expedient way.
And that sounds good. Listen, we're going to take a break right after this phone call, but they're in their office right now. So when we go to break, if you want to wait, then you can dial 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334, or you can grab one of these available lines right now at 866-391-1020. Okay, as promised, here's Rose in the North Hills. Rose, how you doing? Good morning.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Ron. Anyways, I've been trying to call Brian's number that he gave, 888-818-6334, and all I get is our line is full. We can't take calls right now. And so I was wondering if I could get some questions answered. I can't get through to that line. What do you suggest?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'm getting notices that they're very busy. So I'd like to help you out. There's some things I'm not allowed to do on the air. I have to take what's called scopes of appointment before going into really specifics. But go ahead, hit me with your question. I'll see what I can do for you, ma'am.
Okay. Well, anyways, my husband passed away, and I lost his insurance, which was really a good plan. So I had to make a decision, and I went ahead and picked up that UPMC for Life program. However, I had a hospital stay last year. It was sort of a diagnostic stay. Nothing big was actually performed. However, I'm still making payments on that, and I need to know if I should be on a different kind of a plan that will cover my needs. Can you answer that question for me, Brian?
Okay. Yeah, hi. Actually, this is Joe, and that's okay. My wife makes that mistake a lot. She calls me Tom and all these different names. It's okay. So when we were looking at these plans, yeah, everybody likes to think that these are cookie-cutter plans, that each plan works for everybody, and that's, you're finding out, is typically not the case. So for somebody like yourself, what I would suggest is we want to look at a couple different options just to see if one of them will have more of a benefit for you, at least to cover your specific situation, if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're not really cookie-cutter type plans. And what I'm learning is that a lot of people tend to rely on their neighbors, uncles, brothers, sisters, cousins, dog that picked blue, you know, or picked green or picked red. So to make a choice on a plan, that's why you want to talk to somebody that actually knows all the different products and plans. Okay. I would suggest, and I do apologize. Is your phone number right? Okay.
I gave it to the producer.
Got it. And I will make sure that we hook up with you in the next, as soon as I get off the air, if that's okay with you.
And I want to take this opportunity to thank Ashley. I think she does a really good job as a producer. And thank you, Ashley, for putting this call through for me.
She is a gem. She's a good worker.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Amazing young woman. Listen, before we take this break and we come back and take this next phone call, I think the best advice we can give anybody listening, any doubt, call and just make an appointment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and even if it's not an appointment, they'll be able to answer your question over the phone for the most part, sir.
All right, sounds good. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. The guys from True Value in 20 minutes.
All right, here we are with Joe Randazzo, right back to the phones. MediConnect, their number, and they're busy right now, but they'll get to you. Call them at the office. They're there. They're actually in the office today. 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. RT in Pittsburgh, how are you? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, go ahead, please. You're on the air.
Yes. Could you please tell me about Highmark Medigap Plan C?
Sure. Did you want to know just in general, or did you have a specific question, ma'am?
Specific question is it being changed? I've had it for years, and I'm 90.
Okay. Actually, it's not really changing. Here's what's going on with Plan F and Plan C. Next year, the only thing they're doing is they're not allowing people that are turning 65 in the year 2020 and beyond to select those plans as options. Now, anybody that's currently on Medicare now can work on getting into that Plan C or Plan F. They just have to qualify medically. That's all. So it's not, they're not eliminating it. They're not removing it. All they're doing is they're limiting the amount of people that can get in there. The only thing that may happen is because of the influx of people not going on to the program, the prices may change a bit. You may have some adjustments that happen. But the plan itself, those are written in stone, ma'am. They don't change.
Could I change to another plan?
You can. The only thing that would be working against you is, and then I don't know your medical situation, is you have to pass medical underwriting. And potentially cost-wise, we might be able to save you a few dollars, but you'd have to pass the underwriting questions. And as long as you could do that, yeah, you could change.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Thank you very much. You handled that very good.
Oh, how's that work? Even a blind squirrel gets a nut once in a while.
Or is it very well? But you
did. We
did
real good. It was a great question, though. Thank you, ma'am.
Let's take one more here, real quick.
Okay.
Tom in the car. Tom, how you doing? You're on the air with Joe Randazzo, MediConnect Senior Zone.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, sir.
Hey, good, Tom. Thank you for calling. What could I do for you?
I have a question, and I've been doing a lot of research, and I've gone to meetings, and I got booklets from Aetna Gold and UPMC for Life, and I made numerous phone calls to those companies, and I can't get an exact answer on a problem that occurs many times a day is chemotherapy.
Okay.
The answers I get, I've called billing departments. They said it depends on the type of medicine. I want to know, out of pocket, what would be your most expensive if you had to go, like, say, for 10 chemo treatments and go to a facility and have it done? Because I have 6 friends on chemo right now. Some say they don't get any pills. So
okay.
I can't get an answer to that question from anybody I've talked to.
So the reason that you're not able to pin anybody down to an answer to that question is because it's based on which plan they have. So depending upon the plan that they have, they potentially would not have any copays on some, and some of them they won't have a 20% copay. It all depends on the plan that they selected. Each carrier sets different plans up and different, benefits, you might say. But at the end of the day, each of those plans has what's called a maximum out of pocket that person or any member of that plan will never spend more than. Once they hit that, they don't pay anything anyways. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
So, yeah, it's that's just, why you can't pin anybody down to an answer.
You know, it is an issue that a lot of people run into today. And, you know, you have to go to a facility. Like, you go to the hospital, and with Aetna, it's $275 for the stay. That covers your surgery, your doctors, your anesthesiologist. So I would think if you go to get chemo treatment that you wouldn't have to pay more than $275 because it's less of a procedure than going to the hospital. I mean,
however, the issue is those medications are considered Part B as in boy drugs. So that's why they're not covered under Part D as in David, right? So because it's Medicare Part B medications, it's in a different category. Does that help explain? So that's why it's charged differently.
Okay. All right, well, thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling.
All right, let me give you the number again, then we're going to turn it back over to Joe for the final 3 minutes of the broadcast. We'll be back again next Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. You can reach them now at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. Joe?
So, Rob, I want to talk one last thing. Another gentleman, another statement. One of them was basically watching the commercial, I wasn't sure what MediConnect does for the consumer. Which was like, wow, okay. But then it brought to mind something that I had experienced. So I sat down with this gentleman and I asked him, We were talking about things, and he just didn't get it. He didn't understand really what we did. So I decided to try something. I said, you know what, let's play along with me just for a moment. I said, let's pretend you're 64 and a half and you need to make a decision. Now, you need some help with your Medicare insurance. Who you call? And he said, I'd call my insurance guy. I said, great question. Great answer, actually. So when you have that, what insurance guy are you going to call? He said, I'm going to call my, he thought about it for a second. He said, I guess I'll just call my auto insurance or my homeowners. So I said, that's even a better answer. I said, humor me. Can you call him? And he just looked at me. I said, no, really, please humor me. He called the guy. He said, hey, can you help me with my Medicare supplement insurance? The guy said, nope, I don't do anything of that, and I don't really don't know anything about that stuff.
I call someone else.
And so, but as soon as he did that, he understood. And basically, that's a problem for most of the people. They don't know where to go. We're the solution for that. We solve that problem by basically getting with people, being in the community, right?
Right.
And that's the main thing I wanted to make sure get out for everybody. So when we're meeting with people and we're going through stuff, whether you meet with us or not, you should review your programs. You should review your formulary. They change. The formulary is the medication list that your company, your carrier has. You need to make sure there aren't any changes, and you need to make certain that when you're going through the plans, even if it hasn't changed or if it went down in premium, if some of the nuances of the plans that changed are things that you need. That's the key what we get through. And that's why when we go over stuff and we answer questions regarding these plans, that's the idea behind it, is we do it all the time. Now, one of the last things that I wanted to bring up that somebody did is they wanted to know our geographic location. They weren't sure where we worked. And I said, okay. So pretty much the sound of my voice, wherever with KDKA is reaching, I know we go that far. So basically, Rob, if you put a pin in our... where our address is, it's 3-hour radius. We're in Maryland. Our field agents go to Maryland, New York, Ohio, West Virginia, and the center of the state. But we also have a call center that works in 10 states. So we have the ability to help a lot of people. Now, reminding everybody, we're in Canonsburg at the Hilton Gardens starting at 10 a.m. through 2 p.m. We're also going to be on October 21st. We're going to be in the Butler area for the Fairfield Inn and Suites. And on October 30th, we're going to be in Glenshaw at the Shaler North Hills Library. Now, those events typically start at 6 p.m. You could call and reserve your seat at 888-818-MEDI. That's 6334. Or you can go to our website at MediConnectInsurance.com and reserve your spot.
Always a pleasure. Great show today.
Thank you so much. It was fantastic. I appreciate your time.
And remember, folks, they're going to be there at the office for a while, so you can continue to keep
calling.
We'll
be there till 4 o'clock today, Rob.
All right. 888-818-MEDI. 888-818-6334. MediConnect Senior Zone, every Saturday, 9 until 10, KDK Radio. And now, Andy Amrine of EV True Value and Mike Bronicheski, Sarver True Value, Sarver True Value Rental, coming up with the True Value Home Improvement Show on KDK Radio.